New MTA Chairman Jay Walder begins his first day of work this morning. He'll meet and greet strap hangers at the Main Street stop of the number 7 line at 9 o'clock and then ride the subway to the MTA's Midtown headquarters. Walder grew up in the Rockaways and worked at the MTA in the 1980s and 90s before leaving for a teaching position at Harvard. He ended up as a top executive at London's transit system, where he helped to institute the Oyster card, a fare card that you can use on commuter rail there as well as the tube. Walder spoke to WNYC's Matthew Sherman about his plans for the MTA.
You are coming from London, where you're credited with making advances like the Oyster card. Does New York's subway need to catch up with the tube, do you think?
There are things in both cities that each city is ahead or learns from the other. The London Underground has succeeded in putting in some of the technology that we aspire to have in New York, things like the Oyster card you mentioned, which is a quick, simple, efficient ticketing system, or electronic signage, which tell you when the next train is coming.
Now, you mentioned the electronic signage, countdown clocks, I think they're called here. The MTA's already begun installing them, but says the whole system won't be equipped until the year 2016. How much do you think you'll be able to accelerate that timetable?
Well, I think we have to find a way to accelerate that timetable. It helps. If you watch the London Underground, if you simply see people coming down into the station, they walk down to the platform, everybody does exactly the same thing. They look up at the sign, they find out when the next train is coming, and whether that sign says the train is coming in 2 minutes or 4 minutes or 8 minutes, they feel better with the knowledge that the system is running, the train is coming, and they can deal with that accordingly.
Now, if you say 2016 is too long to wait to equip the whole system with these countdown clocks, what is a reasonable date?
I don't know the answer to that yet. I think I need to get in and be able to see it. So I'm gonna have to hold for you for a little while to be able to do that.
What else do you think we will be able to look back after your first six-year term here and say, Jay Walder's done a good job? What will be different about our transit system?
Well, again, I think if we think about a transit system over a period of time, and I joined the MTA originally in 1983 at a time when we really didn't have confidence that a train was going to come at all. And if it did come, you know, it was hot in the summer and cold in the winter, and we've moved an awfully long way from that. But we shouldn't be satisfied with where that leaves us. We really want to have a system that provides an ease of use all around that we don't have today, whether that's the ticketing system or whether that's electronic information that tells us what's happening, or whether that's a website that gives us the information about what's happening with the system because we've become accustomed to getting that in other environments.
When you say ease of use and ticketing system, what do you mean by that?
Well, in London, if you are using the Oyster card, for example, you tap your card. It works very easily and very quickly. You don't have any missed swipes that take place. People board the bus much quicker than we're able to board the bus in New York because they can simply get on and do this, and that keeps the bus moving in the way that it goes forth.
So what's a reasonable change that bus passengers will see in, let's say, 3 years?
Well, I think bus passengers, I hope, will see in short order, and again, I'll be careful about not giving an exact time frame. I think bus passengers should expect to see electronic countdown information rolled out across the city. But I think even more so, they should expect to see, and I hope they will see, a big emphasis on bus priority, on enforcing our bus lanes, and on allowing the buses to operate in a really efficient manner.
I also understand that New York City subways are better sized for a person of your height. Is that right?
Well, it's true that I have to crouch to go into the tube. So it will be a pleasure to be on trains that I can stand up again.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'6".
Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
New MTA Chairman Jay Walder speaking with WNYC's Matthew Sherman.